Podcast Ranger.
Sel, do you think you could crunch any louder? I can still hear through this ear.
Well, you did as you asked.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
Hooray!
Episode
91.
90,
really?
We're
getting there to 100.
What are we going to do for special for news?
Make up news.
We make up our own news.
That's it.
No, we'll do a video episode of Extra.
Oh, I know. We'll do
just like a straight up news report.
We'll do a live read of our entire transcripts up to that point.
Fuck, that would take forever.
So,
wait, sorry? Not a bad idea, actually, what you said. Like, as a special, just a video.
Yeah. Like a legit news report.
Yeah, we might even...
Just, like, papers in hand and dressed in a suit, maybe.
Yeah.
YouTube
like, downstairs?
News.
Yeah.
So, Redcaster's away in Nova Scotia.
So, I am wearing red to represent Raven.
Sure. Rest in peace, Raven. He's not dead.
He just had a child.
So he is dead. Caster is not feeling well, so she will not be on this week. But we have Northcaster here.
I'll be here for a bit.
He will be here for a bit.
He's only going to be here for our first story.
He's
our
like
two stories.
He's like Spider-Man Civil War. He'll be here, but not really.
Yeah.
You'll be in any of the promo art, apparently.
I'm here for your movie, your Power Ranger news.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Hey, Sel, did you read the article about that apparently the product placement for Krispy Kreme wasn't a product placement at all?
What?
They made Krispy Kreme the plot of the movie because they thought it would just be a fun idea. And then Dean Israelite...
Oh, so they're stupid.
Yeah.
So then Dean Israelite said, it's not a product placement, but while you're at it, go out in the Krispy Kreme and enjoy a nice donut.
That is...
So he
literally, please tell me you don't believe that.
So he literally, in the same sentence, said it wasn't a promotion and then promoted it.
Please tell me you didn't believe that.
But no,
I know we talked about this last week, but
the idea, according to the article, is that they just decided that it should be buried somewhere funny, and they just randomly decided on brand names, and then they just randomly decided on Krispy Kreme with no pomp or circumstance.
See, Solo, you're talking...
I can't verify if that's accurate or not, but that's what he said.
Here's the thing, kids.
Adults
product,
lie.
Product, that's true. Product placement has to go through several levels of things. They can't just say, here it is, in the movie.
Well,
yeah.
No.
In that case, put the Zero Crystal under a Chuck E. Cheese.
At least that would have been slightly more relevant.
See, but the thing is, Sal,
because it's kids in the 90s.
The Krispy Kreme thing bothered you, didn't bother me.
Lane, there's very few...
I want that
on record. There are very few things I will say you are absolutely wrong to. One of them is product placement harms a movie.
I said it last week, and I'll say it again. Everyone in the theater laughed when they saw Rita in the Krispy Kreme chomping on that donut while Goldar was destroying the city.
You can have that. Don't make it the fucking plot of the movie.
And here's the thing. If they had said it once and then just, like, done it, that would have
been
acceptable.
Exactly.
But they repeated the fucking name at least 5 or 6 times.
Look, I'm sorry. I have to go on this tangent because anyone hearing this, you need to understand this is a true thing, okay? Product placement is okay in a movie. It can be done well. But once you do it that much, it does two things. It distracts and it dates.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want in a movie.
Oh, then what do you think of Bud Light's, like, promo thing in Transformers?
Which one?
Transformers 4.
Oh my god, the one where he literally just picks up one, looks at the camera, takes a swig, and throws it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the stupidest fucking thing ever.
I saw that movie once, and I have completely forgotten
everything
that's happened.
Perfect example of how to do product placement right. Okay, Star Trek 09. Uhura's in a bar. She orders a Budweiser. Okay, the plot of the movie wasn't Nero needs to drill through the Budweiser.
So, here's the biggest obstacle for you for product placement. 8 Crazy Nights.
That movie's terrible all around.
Oh.
No,
Lane, you know why I go hard on the Power Rangers for it? Because it's a good movie otherwise. It's not a great movie, it's a good movie, and this just hurts it so much.
You know what my favorite product placement is? Real Steel. Xbox 720.
Oh,
yes!
Oh, God.
I wanted that to be a thing so bad!
I'm so sad that's not what happened.
Also, there was I liked the Demolition Man
when the franchise Taco Bell won the franchise war, and all restaurants are now called Taco Bell. That's how you do good product placement.
No, that's also terrible product placement.
That's like in the same direction as Krispy Kreme, but taken to 11.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
Anyways, Krispy Kreme was stupid.
Yay.
Their donuts aren't even that good.
Speaking of that Power Rangers movie, it's number one in the home video chart.
Gee, so it's like people are buying multiple versions of the same movie or something.
I don't think they are.
No.
I think you did.
No.
I know he did.
There are lots of people who literally, like, there's a guy who posted an art a post saying, hey, I bought these two copies of the movie. Everyone in the comments, take a picture of how many copies you bought, and we'll add the number. And it went to, like, over 200.
You know
Lane,
why?
Lane,
why?
I think that guy was hired.
I'm pretty sure that. Yes. Also, I'm gonna say, too, it's kind of, and Lane, you know, your loyalty's admirable. It really is, but I really feel it's because, you know, the fact is, not that the Power Rangers bombed, obviously, it didn't bomb, but the sales were not in its favor. Again, thanks Krispy Kreme, because thanks to people who think, people said, no, I don't want to go see a fucking commercial. So, yeah. Dropped hard.
Yeah.
You want your movie to do well in the long run. Don't be that stupid.
But
and so now, and it's a good thing that it's making some of its money back. I'm glad.
So yeah, as reported by Home Media Magazine, the film debuted at number one in the home video charts, beating at number two, John Wick Chapter 2.
Which is a good movie.
It's all right.
At number three, Beauty and the Beast.
Which is okay.
And the film has also topped the video rental charts, beating Life and Logan.
Life was weird. I don't know why people loved it as much. It was okay.
Wait, Life was the movie with Ryan Reynolds, right? In space? Yeah, that was... Those credits were disturbing.
I thought Life was like a board game or a cereal.
It's also those. Yeah. It is life. Also those.
No, and for Logan, I understand. It's dated now. Well, not dated, but more like it's past its prime.
Logan's one of those movies. It's one of the
it's
best
about
movies.
A superhero who's past his prime.
That's the whole point. Anyway, good to hear that Power Rangers is making some money back. Hope to see it. The sequels. Okay, quick thing. Just because Lane mentioned this. You guys were talking about who you'd want to see as Lord Zedd in a live action. Who'd you guys say?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. Good choice. Ichi, who do you want to see?
I can't remember if I even said anyone. I don't know. As Lord Zedd. See, the thing is, I don't know, like, a lot of actors. I just kind of know from who I've watched.
Robert Axelrod, unfortunately.
I know.
He'll have a cameo as Finster. Like, he looks like him now.
It would be a good Lord Zedd, I don't
For
know.
Shits and giggles, Liam Neeson.
I was going to say Liam Neeson.
I'd like to see that.
Just do not underestimate me, Rangers. I am Lord Zedd.
What accent are you going for?
I have no idea.
It's just Gar's generic
I know we need to voice Lord Zedd now. Lord Zedd? Terry Crews.
Also in news, do
fucking Power Ranger!
Oh my god.
Let's talk about Doomfist.
I'm gonna zed all over your face!
Doomfist dropped in Overwatch this week, and it's not Terry Crews, and my world is destroyed!
Can we please have the thumbnail for this week's extra action just be Lord Zedd, but with Terry Crews' fucking head over him?
Alright, a quick question for a guy that doesn't know a lot about Overwatch.
Yeah.
Who is Doomfist?
So Doomfist was like
I know he's the newest character, but what?
So
is
he's the leader of this band of group.
The leader of the bad guys.
Talon, and
which includes Reaper, Sombra, and
Widowmaker.
And there were three. There were three different versions of people who were him. But
Doomfist
the recent
is
one,
like a title.
Winston sent him to prison, and then he got really. He like escaped. And then, like...
He's a Nigerian man.
Yeah, he's, like, an African guy, and he's really cool, and he does a shoryuken, and he has a giant fucking fist.
He's one of those villains that believes that humanity can only
evolve
through
conflict.
Wanted
Terry Crews to voice him, and fortunately not, but...
Who is voicing him?
I think,
It was, like, a veteran actor.
Let me look it up.
I didn't even care.
But me and Shadowcaster had an idea where... Maybe Terry Crews voices one of his skins.
That'd be great. And they just call it Crews.
We know that the skins are obviously going to be the other two Doomfists.
Yeah,
so
no, without
it's
question.
Yeah.
They'd be remiss not to do that. But I am looking forward
but
to seeing
yeah, the entire are. Overwatch community is, like, fucking pissed.
Yeah.
They're like,
I wouldn't say
why
pissed.
The fuck not?
I'm going to say, also, to be fair, we did hype this too much. It was based off Terry Crews went to Blizzard once. And everyone was just like, let's be honest, we all thought that was, well, he looks like him.
He also stated, I would like to voice a character in Overwatch.
I'm sure you would.
Everyone's like, Doofus!
But to
Doofus!
Be fair, here's the thing, to be fair, like, I don't think Terry Crews could really pull off this role.
No, I agree.
And here's where my discussion from this morning opened up. People's counter-argument to Terry Crews voicing Doomfist is that they don't think he could accurately portray a Nigerian man. And my response to that is, are you telling me that in this game, filled with talking apes from the moon and time travelers, that you're worried about accurate representation? We are here to shoot and punch things!
I also want to bring up a point. Hold on. Also want to bring up that point to anyone who says that. Lucio is not sound Brazilian at all.
Yeah.
He has no Brazilian accent. Yeah. He's not even voiced by a Brazilian man! So, there you go. Kind of to your favor.
Yeah.
You were going to say, Gar?
I'm still kind of shocked that there's no actual story mode to Overwatch.
You know what?
There have been bits and pieces, but...
Again, I've said before, I think the best thing they can do is, like, those events are the story. That's the best thing they can do.
But, yeah.
Because, like, there's so much lore and stuff. You think they would make it into, like, an animated series or, like, a short film, but it's like...
I'm sure they've had enough people screaming that at them.
To be fair, I think Blizzard has always had a thing for not giving people what they want. So
on the plus side, Doomfist is actually a pretty fucking amazing character.
Looks like so.
He's busted. He's gonna be patched day one.
Anyways,
this is
buy Overwatch now.
Power Rangers is on DVD and Blu-ray.
Overwatch is on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Where's the other Ranger story?
There was another Ranger story.
Yes, there was.
The weapons
like thing.
Oh, I just mentioned that. I wasn't adding
all right.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that quickly.
All right. So, director...
Dean Israelite.
Who's apparently a liar, by the way, we found out. Cause
yeah.
Israel liar?
Israel liar.
Dean Israelite.
There's the episode name.
But no. He confirmed the reason why there was only the power sword and not the other power weapons in the movie is because of...
But Dean is a real liar.
Yeah.
Sure.
Dean is a real liar. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Gar.
Is because, they didn't have the budget.
Oh, wow, you mean Krispy Kreme didn't come through?
In which, my perfect example is, like, the first Transformers movie. We want to put RC in. We don't have the budget. Okay.
They recalled the e-transfer after...
Also, the thing with RC was they didn't want to, have to deal with that. Where it's just like, really gotta explain there's a woman robot. Who cares?
Well, she was in Revenge of the Fallen,
for
so
10
she,
seconds.
Well, she finally did get into the movie franchise.
Anyways, so yeah, the no weapons. I mean, that was always a thing we were always wondering. Like, are they gonna have weapons? And here's the thing. Even, Jason's sword, I mean, I always just assumed, it's just an energy beam sort of thing. It is a real sword in the movie. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, maybe we'll see more in the next movie. It'd be interesting if we do.
Yeah.
So. But, it's just, the more that they... are able to control their powers, the more that they're able to, summon
them. I'm sure that's the script version of the explanation we'll get when the next movie happens.
Like, summon X, and it just comes out of their glowy chest.
I was saying this to Lane the other day, how, I mentioned this when we talked about it way back when it first came out. Way back, 3 months ago.
in the before days!
Because the fact is, the Megazord, not that we ever saw it in the show either, but the Megazord looks pretty, permanently fused to itself at this point, the way it just transformed.
Yeah.
So we're just picturing, could you imagine? They can't, get it apart now. So it's like, it's in that cave, all hunched over. it's like this.
No, my joke was that they couldn't move it, so it had to just stay
just
there, above
the
Angel Grove.
It's just waiting there.
So you just see a kid just, with ice cream, just, looking up at it, and then just, you see the head, just accidentally just go,
It's like the town statue monument now.
It's just it's stuck in the middle of doing the algebra.
What is this? Like Shin Godzilla's ending?
Wow.
It's like that's an eyesore.
Yep.
Anyways.
But it was confirmed in Power Rangers Aftershock that the Megazord did uncombine.
Oh really? I expected that.
I gotta read that still.
Anyways.
It's like a Steven Universe fusion. It just I can't do the pop thing. Like that. It just boop.
Okay. Next story.
And I'm be back later for the show.
See you later, Phil.
Oh, don't worry. The show will be 7 times
you
better.
You double crosser!
I'm not staying for this shit.
I was only saying that to segue into
can I join you? I don't really like the artwork.
Too bad.
Fuck you.
Stay.
Okay, so next story, Kamen Rider Double Futo Detectives manga announced.
So we touched on this briefly last week, but now the format has been confirmed, and the double sequel is a manga.
So, okay, first off, people were like complaining, like, "Oh my god, why does Philip have green hair?" And I'm like, "Cause why not?" And also, "Cause he's Cyclone."
Because he's the core.
Also, I actually was talking to like some people in the Comrader group. They were complaining, like, why the fuck is Philip, like, wearing, like, those weird women's clothes? And I said, you know why? Because he researched those clothes, found them interesting, and decided, I'm going to wear them because I like them.
Wait,
That's why he's wearing them.
Are people just now wondering why Philip wears women's clothes? Yeah. He's been wearing those clothes the whole show!
Yeah.
He cross-dressed in an episode!
Well, I don't really qualify it as, like, girls' clothes. I think of it more as, like, relaxation clothes,
which is fine.
I'm not saying
that they are women's clothes. I'm just saying that's what they're categorized as officially.
If Philip's hair is going to be green in the actual manga,
Elaine.
Well, I know. But anyways,
what?
Let me finish.
That's how he's going to get
black
his
and white manga. I know.
Yeah, it's good.
I know. But anyways, if like the cover art and stuff, and sometimes some pages and chapters are colored. Sometimes.
Where you are to a chapter 700.
If he has his green hair, it's probably because he researched up on it and it was interesting. And he's like,
researched hair dye.
No, because that's what Philip does. He researched shit and then he gets overly fascinated by it and he wants to know everything. So, like, it was that time he ate those pastries and then he got super fat because he ate too many of them.
Oh, you mean?
Did you know that there are hundreds of kinds of takoyaki? That's episode one.
Oh, yeah, that was episode one.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna be straight up honest. I don't like the artwork.
I really like it.
It's interesting.
Like the bot. Like Philip looks fine. It's Shotaro's head that bugs the.
What he actually kind of looks like. He looks like Wild Tiger a bit.
A little bit.
I like it too. I like his hair.
If someone translates it, I'll fucking read it.
I'm still waiting for that Kuga manga.
I know Dave.
Actually, you know what? Now that I look at it, like the way Philip is there, he kind of looks like L.
That's exactly what I thought. Plus, he's got a notebook.
He's hunched over. He has the hair. He's like eating something.
I hope he looks at it. Did you guys see the trailer for the Death Note movie coming out?
Yes. Nope. Willem Dafoe's Ryuk. Mwah.
I'm kind of not interested.
Tom is fucking excited. I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's more Death Note, man.
L's a black guy. I love it.
What?
Really? Yeah, he's black.
Oh
my
God.
That. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, next year you're going to tell me Flash Thompson's Hispanic.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, titled Futo Detectives, the new manga is going to be written by the actual writer from Double, Riku Sanjo.
Cool.
Artwork
by Masaki Sato. Creature designs by Katsuya Terada, who did work on Double as well as Exaid. And the project's being supervised by the producer of Kamen Rider Double, Hideaki Tsukada.
Okay, so then this manga will be in good hands.
Yeah,
because
no,
it's being made by the people who made the fucking show.
Yeah.
I wonder if they will make reference to Drive. Think of it like, oh, it's like.
Oh, yeah, because Excel meant.
Yeah, it's like, where's Excel? Oh, he's busy doing this thing.
What I'm most curious about. Is this going to take place?
Well, it's a sequel. They've confirmed it's after the show.
Could you imagine? Shinosuke just shows up in the manga and he teams up with Double.
That'd be cool.
If he does, I will watch.
And like the giant, like their giant vehicle in Double.
The Revolgary?
Yeah. It just opens up.
Combines with the Trideron.
It's like, no, opens up. There's the Trideron. Just rides on through.
You know what? Will get translated, I know, because manga's translated all the fucking time, so I'll read this.
Again, tell that to Kuga.
Anyone listening, if once this gets scanlationed is the term, send it to us and maybe we can do a show where we talk about it.
Reading the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger presents.
Read along.
No, read the lines.
We could do it like a radio play style thing where we each like are assigned characters and we just read it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm fucking down.
That'd be cool.
I would be so down to do the Ultra manga.
Dibs on Excel.
All right.
Dibs on Shotaro.
If Sokichi Narumi ever shows up.
Sure.
Nobody's perfect.
So the new series will debut on the weekly Big Comic Spirits combined 36th and 37th issues, which will be released on August 7th.
Well, now you're
coming out in August.
Jump.
Yeah.
So next month already?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Well, it's a manga, not a show.
Like Shonen Jump.
Okay.
What wouldn't you expect it?
I don't know. Anyways, next.
Cool.
Speaking of sequels, sort of, Studio Trigger announces a Gridman anime.
Oh, Oh, okay. Gar hasn't heard about this
yet. Gridman.
For those who don't know, Gridman is the original version of Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
It was created by Super Riot, and it was it's basically Ultraman if he was a Digimon.
Yeah, Ultraman in the computer.
For those who weren't aware, in the last year or so, actually it was 2015, there was a little animated short about Gridman, and I guess it was very well received.
It was adorable.
Because Studio Trigger has announced that they are doing a Gridman anime series.
And we talked about a few episodes of Cyber Squad at a con.
And apparently it's the director is Akira Amamiya.
Yep. Amamiya, yeah. Who did Inferno Cop.
Oh, Inferno. That shit is fucked up.
Hang on. I'm going to look this guy up.
Yeah.
I know.
You haven't watched Inferno Cop? My God. Kevin and Ichi fucking ate that shit up.
It's insanity.
It's so insane.
So,
how do you spell his last name?
Amemiya, Amemiya.
There it is.
So, according to news sources,
no, not Amemet.
This upcoming show is apparently unrelated to the original Gridman story. So maybe parallel universe.
I have a feeling it's going to be a modernization. Because think of it, Gridman's based in the internet, but it came out in the 90s. The internet has changed in the last two decades.
Ooh, now I'm real excited, actually.
This is like VR. Oh, he did Excel World, Black Cat.
Ooh, Excel World.
I started to watch that.
Oh, he did the full.
What?
He did a Rekka 7 AO. Still need to watch it. Oh, Gurren Lagann.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll watch this.
Cool. We could talk about this on Cast Ranger.
Oh, and Super Aya is a part of this.
Yep.
All right, so it's in good hands.
Neat.
Yay.
Next. First leaked the images from the Kamen Rider build
set. Okay, I have some complaints about this. So, like, I read the JE Fusion article for this that we're reading, and they're like, oh, yeah, see, look, you can see, like, construction vehicles in the set, so that means it's going to be construction-based. That's not it! That might just be construction vehicles for building the set.
I just love how people see a field next to the river of construction vehicles, and someone just assumed this was the filming set of Kamen Rider Build, even though there are no suits anywhere on this shot.
Let's be completely honest. Toei wouldn't spend money on realistic construction vehicles, like, for this show, probably. And from the looks of it, they're definitely filming something in the water. As you can tell, like, the crane's in the water with a bag. Chances
are... Well, we know this could be Amazon Season 3.
Oh, God. Final episode of Enter the Amazon.
Yeah.
Came out yesterday.
Yay.
Shit.
Came out on Thursday.
Okay, as we're recording this, yesterday.
Hooray.
Our recording schedule is really weird.
Yeah.
The important thing is, our Wednesdays are free. For the time.
For now.
Next, Garo, Kami no Kiba, 2018 movie announcement.
Oh, more Zero. Right?
Set to premiere in 2018, Garo, Kami no Kiba will feature Ryuga Dogai wielding the power of the Golden Knight, Garo, once more, and will be directed by the creator, Keita Amamiya.
So is that the original actor?
Same last name as the director we're just talking about.
So is that the original actor?
Doesn't look like it.
I'm not sure.
Well, saying coming, returning as Garo, so...
Ryuga Dogai is the character, I think.
That might be the original.
Wataru Kuriyama expressed his feelings on portraying Ryuga once more.
Yeah, okay, so it's the original character coming back for a movie. That's cool!
So the film will open at Shinjuku Walled 9 Cinema and will have many road shows following it. More details to be announced later.
I watched the first 12 episodes of the original Garo.
I watched one.
Sad I didn't finish it.
I need to sit down and watch everything Garo.
Fucking creepy orphanage guy who's... the best Delta in Fives. He was the Wolf Knight.
Oh, fuck.
Fire Knight. He's fucking awesome in the show.
Sick.
Yeah. Well,
my problem with Garo is its obscure timeline.
It's got boobs, though.
Yeah, but it's like, you got the first season, then you got the movie, and then it's like, it goes off to being like, oh yeah, and then season 3 is its own separate season, hold on, then there's the anime, it's like, holy
shit.
See,
now I know I'll be entirely lost, because, like, this is later in the franchise's, like, timeline, whatever, but I want to watch the one where, like, decades actors in it.
I want to watch the movie that has Saga in it. The guy who played Saga and Rey is in the one of the Noro movies.
There's no decades like a villain.
I know Zangetsu's in the fourth movie.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Yeah, and he's dressed like the Mad Hatter.
The Garo franchise is one of a very, very long list of shows that I will get to eventually. Right now, most of my non-Cast Ranger viewing time has been dedicated to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise because I've set a personal mission to watch everything Yu-Gi-Oh! And I'm almost done 5Ds!
You know what? I have the weekend up. I might just binge-watch the first season of Garo.
There you go, bud.
Just be like, boom, got done.
Yeah. If anything, you should be watching Garo.
Wait till you get to an episode. Wait till you get to an episode in season one of, like, at a hospital. It's
I saw that episode. I watched, like, the first episodes.
So fucked up.
But yeah,
that girl's annoying.
With a guy named Gar, and I haven't watched Garo, I feel so ashamed of myself.
Paul loves Garo. He's the one who actually showed me it.
He wants to do a green room with Garo.
Hmm.
All right.
All right. Next,
we have official images for the Tato Legacy Gashin.
It's pretty and it's old and cracked and broken.
So, it hasn't been talked about like at all in the show, even in this week's episode. But the fact that it's, like, damaged, my guess is because they crammed level 100 power into a single-form gashet.
Yeah, because, like, I guess Masamune created it?
It's really hard. It's not really addressed, because for all we know, this could be the same Tato Legacy
like,
gashet from the movie.
You might
but we don't know what happens to that gashet in the movie, because we haven't seen the movie yet.
You might not be wrong, Ichi, but, like, I also like to think
if
that
they
just,
saw
it's
it,
the design of the gashet because of its theme.
That and really think of it, if it was the same gashet from the movie, I think they would have mentioned, like, Kamen Rider True Brave in the show.
Here's it. Well, about that, I'll mention my thoughts on the True Brave bit when we talk about the episode. But yeah, looking at this, the gashet is really pretty. It's got a very ornate handle design. The display in the belt is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a nice box art.
Yeah.
Oh, the box art for gashets are always awesome.
Yep. And then, so, DX Tato Legacy, 1944 yen, so somewhere around $30 for us Westerners. July 1st release, so it is out there. And
yeah.
We will have it soon.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Canada. Tato Legacy, like your own.
See, I don't want this gashet because, like, Ichi's getting it, but I already have my favorite Brave form, which is level 5 Full Dragon, so.
Today I was thinking about it, and I'm kind of torn between this and Fantasy Gamer as my favorite, so that's why my Twitter profile right now is a Photoshop of both of them.
It actually looks really nice.
Yeah.
Me, it's like, I just want to get, like, the first 10 gashets.
The plot gashets?
I'm honestly thinking the next time I just have money, I'm just going to fucking just be like, fuck it, $40. Geki Totes Robots, there we go.
I'm only one away. I just need Dragon Knight Hunter.
Yeah, well, you ain't get mine.
Or mine.
I want my own.
Then we can co-op.
Yeah, then we can all co-op.
We need one more, and then we'll have co-op.
Just Raven gets it.
Laser!
Or Emily.
Raven, Sniper! Laser!
Alright.
Cool.
This is interesting.
Alright! See? Bandai, listen to me! When we first saw, like, the episode where, like, they showed the problem went on sale, and they show, like, people buying these gashets and opening these boxes, I'm like, hey, if they're smart, yes, they're releasing this with the Buckle Driver's Y, but if they're smart, they'll also release this individually, and...
In the box,
and lo and behold...
Ride player version of the Chronicle Gashet.
Yeah, so it's literally the ride player version, so it's gonna not have any, it doesn't have any Cronus sounds in it or anything. It actually, on the back of the Gashet.
Like on the actual data part of the Gashet that lights up.
It actually has a ride player
on it.
Wait,
does it have Nico sound effects?
Yeah, it has Nico voice clips.
It plays a bunch of Nico voice clips, just like every alternate version of anything.
So, what's interesting is that the pic, now the picture of Cronus, like having like that arm up in the air position, like X8 does. I'm okay with it because it's literally that's what the ride player is supposed to achieve as the final form.
How old is Nico?
18.
Presumably legal,
like,
at least.
Like,
she's
actress?
18. I think her actress is like 17, but she's 18.
I don't know. Look her up.
Reina
Kurosaki, if you want to look her up.
Yeah, so it's just. It's cool that, like, yeah, Cronus is supposed to be, like, the form that the strongest ride player is supposed to achieve, and that's why the pose is like that.
Which we knew from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for, like, a ride player figure. Like, we have the little...
I want a level-up Ride Player figure so we can, like, attach level 3 armors to it and shit.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah, I'd like to see, like, a Ride Player use, like, Full Dragon or something.
Oh, you know what they should
do?
You know what they should do? Premium Bandai, Kamen Rider X8, level-up Rider, Ride Player, Proto Gashets. So much, it comes with a Ride Player, but it comes with, like, the Proto level 3 armors.
Oh, you mean, oh, so you want, like, level-up figure sets of proto-versions of the level 3 armor?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And have Kyria have one?
It'd be neat if they just, like, put all of the proto-level 3 armors in, like,
okay.
one big set.
Because, like, every rider that debuted in episode 25 and onwards hasn't gotten one.
Each, you have an idea what you could do to probably get a ride player made. I think what you do is just buy an X8 figure and then send it to Reggie and he can probably paint it and customize it into a ride player. Because he is doing, he said recently in his, on his Twitter that he's doing level up custom figures. So
maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that this comes with the box makes this immediately worth
exactly.
The purchase.
I even said I'm buying it maybe just even for the box. Cause
it's mint in the box.
Yeah, like I'll keep the box on my shelf with my other actual games.
So yeah, so it's set for a November release, so, like, you know, you have lots of time to save, people.
What?
Yeah.
It's priced at 1620 yen, so about the same price
it'll
as any
normal gashet. It'll probably be around a $40 gashet, I'm
30,
assuming.
30, 40-ish.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
you know
November.
What? I'm in no rush to get this. November's the perfect time to get it.
Yeah, Gar, you got plenty of time to save up $40.
There you go.
Why November?
I don't know.
Why not?
Like, build's gonna be going on then.
Toku Toys are always way after their fucking debut.
Yeah,
We still don't have Laser Level 3!
I made a joke to Ichi saying... No. I made a joke to Ichi saying, like, watch we get Laser Turbo before we get Laser Level 3. But yeah,
At this point,
I'm excited for this. Ichi's excited for this. Kevin's excited for this.
You know what would be funny if they put out a laser turbo figure, but it's like arms and legs could detach so that you could put in the Giri Giri Chamber pieces?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know. You don't know.
What's next?
Speaking of Cronus,
oh.
Kamen Rider Butobasol Metal Holder Book, Cronus version.
So a repaint of the O's Metal Holder.
Pretty much. I don't know if they're exactly the same size, but...
I want to say they're the same mold.
So just for those who don't know, Kamen Rider Butobasol is one of the Japanese arcade games that is out in Japan right now, featuring X8 characters and such. And it uses actual real-life versions of the energy metals from the X8 series. We've talked about them before, but it's been a while.
I'm shocked that they never actually released, like, a set of them for your figures and stuff.
Oh, a set of the actual energy metals? Yeah,
kind
of. But, so the Cronus Metal Holder includes 24 limited edition Butobasol medals. 12 of them will be two Kamen Rider Cronus medals, one of which comes with a seal that peels off, revealing, quote-unquote, the true figure underneath. And 10 Showa-era Kamen Rider characters, including Ichigo, Nigo, V3, Rider-Man, X, Amazon, Stronger Charge-Up, Tackle, Sky Rider, and Super One.
Sorry, Zed-Cross,
you
know Black, RX, Shin, Zedo, and J.
Wow, so you peel off the image of Cronus and there's a secret image underneath.
Yeah, but why would you if you... Like, we're collectors, we wouldn't do that.
That's why they want you to buy two of them!
No, you know what? I had an idea.
Oh, here we go. No, I think this is what you wanted. The other 12 in the set will be Constellation Energy items, Cancer and Leo, and 10 Evolved Energy items, including Speed Up, Iron Body, Instigate, High Jump, Muscular, Recover, Shrink, Giant, Invisible, and Confusion. I think they did release a set of the energy medals before.
They did.
Foundation X ones.
No, but I was going to say, you know what they should have done? They should have, with each gashet, they should have released, like, a medal to cover it.
No, that would have made it too expensive.
I don't know.
It's like how Bandai of America should have done, you know, 5-inch Power Ranger Super Mega Force figures, where it's like, you get the Ranger and the Ranger key as well with it.
Hmm.
Like, that way they could have made every single Ranger, but we only got a year, so we can't do that.
No.
So anyways, this the Butobasol Metal Holder Cronus version is priced at 62-64 yen, and will release in November.
No, thank you!
Alright, those medals, like, they're kind of cool. My only downside is that they're
not, like... I want the cancer one because it's my sign and it's blue.
Like, they're not, like, show accurate. Like, they're
all
gold.
Well, no, these are the evolved...
they have gold trim.
These are the evolved versions. There was a metal holder before.
So these are probably ones that Cronus would probably use if, like, he had access to them.
Yeah. All right, next. Images of the Q-Ranger Ho-Oh Blade and Ho-Oh Shield.
Eh.
Oh, it looks cool.
It looks cool, but I have no interest in it at all.
I might have mentioned this before, but my biggest problem with the Ho-Oh Shield is the fact that it doesn't work as a shield because of the huge gap in it.
Are you sure?
Well, it does, but it just has a...
Really think of it, though, Ichi. Shield, cave-in spot, bang, bang. Like, you can't really... Like, it still works as a shield.
It just looks really awkward.
It's because that's where the sword goes into.
So there's a real nice shot of the Ho-Oh Q-Tama.
It looks like... The one looks like an eye.
Eye?
It's just like eye too.
It's 12.
I know it is, but I'm just saying the one looks like the letter I.
Gaigan Phoenix.
Look at it. Like, go back to the Q-Tama.
I've seen it.
Okay. I don't like the handle. The handle looks weird.
It's the Phoenix's head, because when it's sheathed in there, it's the head poking out of the shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fox's best Phoenix.
So, inserting the Ho-Oh Q-Tama in the blade transforms the user into Ho-Oh Soldier. The item supposedly features 5 kinds of play, and pressing the trigger changes the mode. Hmm. So, this set of the sword and shield costs 5,378 yen at base price and is set for July 15th.
So, how much would that be for US?
Probably 70.
I'd say like a $70-$80 toy.
80 bucks or just short.
But we'll see it next week.
Yep.
Watch the Power Rangers version be so dinky.
Next, we have images of the Gigant Phoenix, which is Ho-Oh Soldier's Zord.
Funny thing, it's a... shockingly enough, it's a Changeman reference. In fact, Phoenix Soldier himself is a Changeman reference.
Okay.
Yeah, think of it. Basically, Changeman's basic weapon is a sword and shield, in which the sword slides into the shield.
Oh.
Okay.
There is a character named Change Phoenix. She was the Pink Ranger. Their mecha, I think his name is Change Robo? He has a cone-shaped head. Like Gigant Phoenix. Yep.
Cool. So, Gigant Phoenix is actually a 3-part mecha. Oh, yeah, that does have cone-shaped head.
Ah.
Well, put up the image.
Yeah, I'll put up the image.
But yeah, Gigant Phoenix is apparently a 3-part mecha. There is a rocket, what looks like a satellite, and I guess the base. And
He's like Omega Supreme.
So
I like it in rocket mode. Rocket mode's fucking cool.
Oh, they have names. The Phoenix Voyager, Phoenix Base, and Phoenix Station.
And just like with Change Robo, it's Jet Changer 1, Hella Changer 2, and Land Changer 3.
Hella Changer.
Hella Changer. No, dude, that sword and shield, that's a hell of a change.
So this can combine with the Shishi Voyager and the Q-Ranger's Q-Tama cockpits to become Q-Tamagen, as we've talked about before, and this set will be released July 29th for the price of 9180 yen. No, so, well over $100.
Yeah.
Whoa!
It'll be like 130
for that.
What's with Sentai Mechas being so expensive?
Because they have electronics and shit in them.
Yeah.
I have to wait till this goes on sale.
That'll be a long time, guys.
Next, Q-Tama set SP.
Ooh! Oh my god, so I love... one of them, because one of them is a fucking Shishi Red Q-Tama. I love it.
So, these are 3 special Q-Tamas. Tokei, which is Horologium, which is the clock. And then it comes with Argo Navis, which is, I guess, the full, like, combined version of the 3 Argo Q-Tamas.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, Kaminoke, which is Koma Berenices. I'm probably mispronouncing that. I'm not sure what why it's Shishi Red, though.
Oh. Huh.
So these items generate unique sounds in the Seiza Blaster and have a unique emblem once put into DX Q-Reno.
Yeah, as all of them usually do.
So the clock has a clock with Q-Ranger emblems in it when put in Q-Reno. The Argo ship just is the ship backwards.
I like that it has a bronze, base to it.
Because it's an old Q-Tama.
And then the other one, it's hard to tell what the emblem in Q-Reno is.
It's a lion. It looks like a lion's mane.
Maybe.
It looks like a lion.
I see. I'm sorry.
It looks like something's hair grabbing someone's leg.
It looks like Link.
It looks like the back of a horse with its tail grabbing someone's leg.
No, it definitely looks like Link. Because, like, there's the head, there's the hair, the hat, his little button.
I think it's supposed to be a lion.
I think it's supposed to be the kind of question of the day.
No.
The Kyutama SP set costs 1296 yen, set for July 22nd release.
Cool.
SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Amazon New Omega official images. This comes just in time for us to be done with the show. Yeah. Oh, those effect parts are nice.
Okay, I will admit the figure art gives the form justice. I just didn't like it in the show.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks better in figure form. Oh, he's got the blade arm too.
Yep, the figure stands 145 millimeters tall, comes with the Amazon Neo blade on his right arm, the Amazon injector, and interchangeable hands. Amazon Japan will release a limited number of versions of the figure that comes with the four flamey green effect parts.
Okay, thank God it doesn't come with fucking Alpha's, like, head. No, because I wouldn't have wanted to buy this figure.
No, they're going to make that the Tamashii Nation's event figure art.
Fuck me. You know what? It'll have battle damage on it, too. Because, like, he was, like, scarred and shit.
No, it'll just be him, just new head.
Okay. So, Amazon New Omega, price of 59.40 yen, November release, and the limited version will be 70.20 yen.
Cool.
Neat. And speaking of Amazons, Real Action Hero Genesis, Kamen Rider Amazon Neo announced.
Why would you want Neo?
Do you want to get a realistic figure of Kamen Rider Amazon Neo so you can beat the living shit out of it like I want to?
No.
It does. It'll go up though. It does look really pretty.
The figure's accurate. That doesn't mean I want it.
I know, but it looks pretty.
All right. So, 1-6 scale figure.
Yep.
Real Action Heroes.
And there's Alpha.
Oh.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh, and he comes with an alternate head for the green eye and. Yeah, color, a gray eye version.
Oh, okay, so you know how you were saying that you didn't want to buy Omega to get the blind faceplate?
Yeah.
You have to buy Neo to get the faceplate for Alpha. The figure of Amazon Neo includes a faceplate with the blind eyes for the already existing RAH Amazon Alpha.
Oh, okay, that's the Real Action Hero,
not
the figure art.
No.
I'm talking about the figure art.
So you have to buy the Real Action Hero Neo to get the blind faceplate for the Real Action Hero Alpha.
Okay, well, I don't care about that. I want the figure art.
Okay.
Yeah, no. These figures are very pretty, but they're way too expensive. Like, I'd love to get Drive, but Drive's like $500.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy the figure arts to try to run with.
Release date.
That's more expensive than Transformers Masterpiece figure.
So release date and price on Amazon Neo will be announced later.
Cool.
And finally, arguably our biggest story, Sentai and Rider are moving to a new time slot.
In October.
Thank fuck.
Alright.
For the first time in 20 years, Sentai has aired at 7:30. Rider has aired at 8 a.m.
But now it is changing to
9 and 9:30.
Yeah, Super Sentai will be moving to 9 o'clock a.m. And Kamen Rider...
And they're switching spots. Rider is airing first.
And Kamen Rider will air at... Wait, what?
Rider airs at 9 and Sentai airs at 9:30. They're swapping spots.
Oh.
That's interesting. Now they'll match up with the way we talk about them.
Well,
the superhero time bits are going to be interesting now.
Yeah, but you know what this means, guys? Means that we have to say farewell to the Sentai clock.
The what?
The clock that's in the corner of every episode.
Why? Would it, is it not going to be there?
After 8 o'clock, it vanishes.
Oh, well, I mean, it was intrusive, so I'm not going to miss it.
Rest in peace, clock.
Rest in peace, Sentai clock.
Okay.
I never really noticed that.
But, yeah, of course, the chances are this will start with Kamen Rider Build, since it is starting in October.
Yeah.
This is the first time the franchise has changed time slots since Mega Ranger in 1997. The former broadcast slot will be taken by a news program called Sunday Live featuring Noriyuki Higashiyama of the Johnny's Entertainment Idol group Shonen Tai.
What with Dragon Ball Super?
Duh.
Dragon Ball Super airs at 9:30
Sunday
morning.
And now it's not.
So where is it moving?
7 a.m.
No, because that's the Sunday news show.
Oh, okay. 10 a.m.
All right.
Stop guessing. Just look it up.
I don't wanna.
No, can't make me.
Anyways, yeah, that's interesting. It just means that we have to wait 2 more hours for the episodes to go out.
Oh no, I still watch TV Nihon, so I still have to wait till Thursday.
Well, on important episodes, I like watching the Raw the instant someone is able to provide them.
Yep.
So now we have to wait 2 more hours every week.
Oh man, that means I have to wait till 9 p.m. to watch the show.
Nah, it's a negligible change, which makes me wonder why.
E.G., what has Toei been complaining about with Sentai?
Viewers.
Their ratings.
Viewers?
Their ratings have been dropping.
Okay.
How about we move it to a time when people are actually awake and having breakfast?
Sure.
Because let's all be honest, who here wakes up at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I mean, when I was a kid, I woke up at 7 o'clock to watch TV.
Yeah, well, same here. But now it's like, people aren't going to wake up at 7 o'clock just to watch two shows.
Dedicated fans would.
They would PVR it.
I used to have to wake up at 6 a.m. to get to work for 8 when I worked at McDonald's. So,
yeah, Toei is being responsible. They're like, you know what? We'll get more viewers if we just bump it up like to another hour. That way when kids are having breakfast or something, they can be
well,
like,
2 hours.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's watch our show.
It's 2 hours.
All right, 2 hours.
All right.
Sentai's going from 7:30 to 9:30.
I'm okay with this. That's fine. Like, yeah, I don't live in Japan, so it doesn't affect me that much anyways.
It's really negligible, but I'm sure some people feel strongly about it.
Cool.
And anyways, that's the news.
Can I bring up one thing? Even though we'll bring it up on Ultra Rain.
You're the one who's been complaining about, oh, I pulled this news out of my ass.
Yeah, but that's when we're not doing news.
Also, you're editing, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, again, one, that's because we're in the middle of talking of a news article. But since we're done, Lane brought it up earlier in the message group for Ultra Ranger. Crunchyroll now. No, Super Eye Productions announced that Ultraman G will be streaming on Crunchyroll.
Yay!
I thought we were relegating Ultraman news to Ultra Ranger.
Well, this is a special occasion.
You're a special
Legal
occasion.
Legal subbing!
Please support the official release.
Damn right.
Unless it's Garo.
Oh, G airs today as of this recording. Like when this show goes up, so episode goes up
Sunday.
Can we please stop trying to make this work? Like, oh, as like we're talking, like if we're gonna do that,
everyone knows we record Friday nights.
Yeah, everybody knows we record Fridays. So if we say like, oh, it'll be on Sunday, we'll put a date in there, being like,
and even if we did do all that, some people don't listen to it the day our episodes come out. So whatever.
Okay.
Or we should just stop mentioning time in
that,
this show.
That.
Oh, shit, I saw the pump.
It's about time.
Shit! Goodbye, everybody!
Thanks for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.